As a kid, I'd first thought that the professional basketball team that plays in the San Francisco-Oakland area, I thought they had the dumbest nickname in the world. I thought at first that the team name was the Golden State Warriors. And I thought, now why would a team name itself after the fact that, yeah, we're really good at being able to worry about stuff? I thought that was silly. Of course, later on I found out that they were the Warriors and that they were good at fighting. But reflecting on that, I still think about that moment whenever I hear that team name said. Rockets just played the Warriors a couple of weeks ago. And every time the announcer would say the Warriors, I would thought, Warriors. That was funny. But then I thought about, well, what does it mean to be a worrier? And I thought that maybe that would be a good name for a team. Because as human beings, we are so gifted at worrying. And you might say, ah, no, that's not true, that's not true. But if you ever tried to do this, you would be shocked. Just to sit down and on a piece of paper, write down all the things that you worry about. Write down all of the things that concern you and that take up time and energy in your life. Where is the next meal going to come from? What am I going to do about this situation at work? Who's going to pick up the kids? And am I going to have enough time to get this presentation ready? Am I going to have enough time to study for this test or do this assignment at school? There are so many things that we worry about. And our Lord Jesus in today's gospel gives us some very encouraging words. He tells us, hey, don't worry about that stuff. Hey, problem solved, right? No problem. When people say, don't worry, you say, yeah, that's right, no problems. I have no problems not worrying. But it's not the case because we are human beings and we are naturally inclined to worry. We're good at it. And sometimes it's necessary. Because what we cannot do is we cannot stand before our Lord and say, Lord, I'm not going to worry about anything. I'm going to let you take care of everything. I'm going to let you pay the bills, Lord. I'm going to let you find a job. I'm going to let you, Lord, take that test for me tomorrow in English class. We have to be concerned about things that are going on. We can't not worry about anything. But what Jesus tells us in the gospel is that we have to be concerned and we have to focus on those things that cause us undue worry. There are things that we have to think about. There are things that we have to plan. We have to do that to be able to live our lives. But where it comes a problem is where it becomes unnecessary. When we worry about way too much stuff. And our society and our culture, we worry about way too much stuff. We have more people now than ever on medication for hypertension, for heart problems, for anxiety problems. And all of that is because we are really good at worrying. What our Lord tells us today in the gospel and what He tells us every single day of our lives is that we are to trust in Him. We are to bring our hearts to Him. And we have to be aware that God is not going to just wipe away all of our worries, but He's going to walk with us in those times where we need Him the most. Worries aren't going to just go away. But the presence of our Lord Jesus in our life is going to help us to get through those times of worry. His presence and His love and His grace is going to allow us to be able to carry the burdens that we have in our lives. And our Lord Jesus knows what that's like to have burdens. He knows what that's like to struggle because He did that for us, because He suffered for us, because He went through all of the pain and the agony that we go through in order to set us free from our sins and to be able to clothe us in His love. Our Lord Jesus tells us that we should take an example from the rest of creation. He says, now do the birds of the sky wonder about, well, where am I going to get my next meal? Do the grass in the fields worry about, when am I going to be chopped down and made into hay? Now, it would be an interesting reflection if the birds and the grass were to look at us and be like, human beings? Hey, I don't worry about enough stuff. I should worry about more. And birds would say, look, I need to worry about, look, is the wind going to change and I'm going to have to exit earlier? Is my house going to get chopped down where my nest is in that tree? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And if that was the case, then birds would line up at the vet to get their blood pressure checked. And there would be lines of them going out the door. But creation doesn't look at us as an example. Our God tells us we need to look at them. We need to look at the rest of creation and realize that our God is going to be there for us. When we reflect and we pray about the things in our lives that we worry about the most, It's good to look back in our lives at the times that we've worried about all of these things and wonder, now all those things that I worry about, how many times did they come true? How many times was God not there to help me with those struggles? And when we pray and reflect on that, we'll realize that there's not that many occasions, that there's not that many instances of things that we've worried about and the things that we thought, well, the worst case scenario is this, so this might happen. How many times those did not come true? That's because our God is there for us. Just like He takes care of the birds in the sky, just like He takes care of the grass of the field, He will take care of every single one of us. First reading today, we heard from the prophet Isaiah, who said, look, just as a mother cares for her infant, our God will care for us. Moms are really, really, really good about caring for the needs of their children. And God is infinitely more gracious and generous than moms. And so we should not have any fear that our God will take care of our every need, that He will take care of us when we need Him the most. Our Lord warns us at the very beginning of the gospel today. He said, you cannot serve two masters. It's impossible, because you're either going to love one and hate the other, you're going to despise one and be in love with the other. But what our Lord tells us is that we need to seek first the kingdom of God, to seek first His love in our lives. You know, I think the reason that we're so good at worrying in our society and our culture is because we try to serve both masters. Because we try to be faithful to God and we try to be faithful to the material things in the world. And when we do that, that causes us to worry, and it causes us to shift our focus instead of being on God to the things of the world that we so need and that we so want and we so desire. Our Lord tells us that we need to seek first His love, to seek first the promise of truth in our lives so that we don't worry about all of those things that are going on. So that those things that we do worry about, we can say, God, help me with this so that I can have a healthy sense of the future and of my response to it. Worry is not going to go away. But our God can help us with those things that we worry about. And all we have to do is trust. All we have to do is seek Him. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else is going to be provided for. Everything else is going to be taken care of. As we continue today in celebrating the great love that our God has for us, the way that He provides for all of our needs, we thank Him with hearts full of gratitude, knowing that He's here for us, that He's going to walk with us on our journey, that He's going to help us with those things that we worry about. And we ask the Lord to help us to seek first the kingdom of God.